Hey everybody, it's your girl Arima Wicks Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. First and foremost, before I begin, I have to take this moment to acknowledge all of the beautiful mothers all over the universe. Happy Mother's Day to you. Of course, we get one day a year that we're celebrated, but the truth is, we're a mother every day nonstop to literally to the end of time. Even when we take our last breath, we're still a mother. We're still a parent. So with that being said, celebrate yourself daily. Celebrate the small accomplishments. Celebrate the big ones. But definitely, definitely know that you are loved every day and appreciated in every moment and not just for one day. To all of those who, you know, and I have to acknowledge this, for those of you who would have been mothers, and due to unfortunate circumstances, children weren't brought into this world, I still say Happy Mother's Day to you. You are still a mother. And you are still important. And I will not be one of those people who will just not acknowledge you. Happy Mother's Day to you. And know that your babies are watching over you with a smile. Okay? To those of you who mentor and you guys are stepping in and just devoting such time, like such a great time and energy to just other people's kids, guess what? Happy Mother's Day to you too. See, and this brings me into today's topic. I'm just going to get straight into it. We had the idea of giving birth is what makes you a mother, okay? I personally don't believe that. And I am a mother. I am a mother. You know, I do have children. But I don't believe that because life has a way of setting up things where we have to have mothering moments. You get what I'm saying? That friend who maybe is unsure about a decision she's about to make that may cause her more strife than it will, you know, fun. And you have to kind of turn into that parent and say, hey, is this worth it? You know, I really don't think you should do this. You deserve more. Or, you know, that situation where maybe you're a teacher and there's a child who doesn't, you know, understand their worth and love themselves and doesn't think they're smart. And you may have to do what a mother does and encourage them and uplift them and show them how bright and brilliant they are. Being a mother is so much more than having a baby. There are mothers I know who have never birthed a child who are greater parents than some mothers who have actually given birth. And every year we fail to acknowledge them. So I'm going to use my platform to acknowledge all mothers from all walks of life because it has to be talked about. We're living in a time where as women, choices are being made for our bodies, choices are being made for us, and our voices are not being heard. We're living in a time where it's as if history is repeating itself. If you recall, there was a time where women couldn't even vote. So if you ask me, what does it mean to be a woman? What does it mean to be a parent? It means to protect. It means to teach. It means to heal. It means to gather our loved ones in unity. And to stop the division, it means to stand up for one another and stand up for what is right so that our children and their children won't have to fight the same fight we've been fighting for years. It means to support our sisters and not tear them down. Women, we are powerful beings, but we get so wrapped up in what's going on around us. We get so lost that we forget what we're capable of. To grow a child in you and birth it is a phenomenal experience. It is the most painful, beautiful experience you can have in this lifetime. And that's my opinion. But because I've been on both ends of the spectrum, to lose a child and still be able to love another child as your own, that takes a certain amount of strength that is often overlooked and not respected. As women, we have to support each other. We have to uplift one another. We have to cover one another spiritually, emotionally, physically, even at times. We need one another. When life happens, sometimes we get so caught up in the emotions of what is going on that we can't think clearly. And sometimes we need that sister, that friend, that grandmother, that aunt, that mom to say, hey, you got this. I know it looks a little shady right now, but the sky is going to clear. The sun is going to come out and all will be well. We need our elders, our mothers to talk to us from a place of love and not criticism and judgment. There's so much about being a woman that is phenomenal, and there's so much about being a mother that's phenomenal, but I feel like it gets lost due to judgment, you know? I remember growing up, my grandparents were very strict. They did not play about education. That was like, there was no negotiating that. You were going to go to school and you were going to do well. And I remember my mom, you know, she cared about education, but she cared about real life too. And her giving me that balance of, hey, you know, you can't just be book smart. You got to be common sense smart. You got to be street smart. You got to know what's going on around you. Both of those things have shaped me into who I am today. And I think it is so important that we remember, we gain these wisdom, that, you know, these truths and wisdom and just pearls. And we clutch onto them so tight that we forget to share them. That we forget to share them. We've come into a time where everything is so taboo that our girls are not being educated on how to care for themselves properly, how to, you know what's going on down there, you know, not knowing, you know, what a menstrual cycle is and what it means and what's so significant about it, where we're shaming young girls now for their cycle or not being educated about it or having an accident, but we're not showing them the beauty of it, of what it means to start becoming a woman, or what it means that later on in life when you're ready or the higher power sees fit, you get to bring a child forth to this world. There's so much going on that is just twisted to me, guys, that it's so hard to talk about. It's so hard to talk about because it's such a controversial topic, you know? So just in stating that, I'm going to give my opinion on what it means to be a woman and a mother in 2019. Historically, us as women have been through hell and back, from not being allowed to vote, to not being allowed to have a voice. There was a time where it was legal for men to beat their wives and to discipline them as children. There was a time where women were queens and leaders and they were respected, and that would never happen. There was a time where women, you know, were warriors and they fought just as hard as men. You know, we weren't just reduced to teachers you know, we weren't just reduced to sitting in a church and being seen but not heard. There were just, it's so many times where the women who bring forth life into this world, where we were either belittled or uplifted. Never an in-between. Never an in-between. And as women, there's something that we possess that comes rather naturally, because naturally we're nurturers. It is nursing back to health. It is caring and speaking with wisdom and with love, the power of persuasion, the fact that we tend to comprehend and understand things at a faster rate. We know how to negotiate and diffuse a situation rather than add it on, because we're not as quick to think with our egos the way at times, some men are. The fact that our bodies can go through so many changes and still function after, you know, the fact that you can have a baby and bounce back with no problems. The fact that you can have a surgery to bring forth life to this world, and 6 weeks, 12 weeks later, you're back to what you were doing, and you're at work, and you know, you're signing book deals, and you're touring across the world. Like, it is amazing how much a woman go through, and still we're able to push forward. We're living in a time where all of these decisions are being made for us as if we are children, as if we are not knowledgeable about our bodies, and we're worried about what such and such was wearing at the Met Gala, and, you know, the Cardi B and Nicki beef. We're worried about, you know, little petty stuff and just sharing all this negativity, but we're not doing too much to really bring awareness on what's really going on. I mean, medicine women. Like, do you remember the reputation? Some of our ancestors were some of the greatest medicine women of all time. Some of us know about herbs and plants and holistic medicine naturally because of who our ancestors were. I mean, have you ever taken the time to sit and think about how many generations of women are in your family? A 100 years ago, there was somebody here connected to you. So you mean to tell me that women are the portal to keep life coming? I don't know about you, but I think that's pretty beautiful. And I think that as mothers, it's time for us to be exactly that. Who would have thought there would be a time where mothers would be allowed? And I say allowed because, like I said, there was a time you had to abide by your husband. You couldn't just do what you wanted to do, you know. But women are allowed to have a career, run a business, be a CEO, be in politics, and still be a parent. And we take it for granted, you know. We take it for granted because when you look around, those of us who get our ducks in a row, what do? We move forward. We don't reach back for our sister. We don't reach back to our community and say, hey, I want to do this for all the moms. Now, some of us do. There's quite a few people in my community that does it that I'm super proud of. And it's important to have a community of women that you can lean on in hard times. You know, at first, I honestly was against that for a long time because I felt like, well, what if you guys don't raise your kids the same? What if you don't have the same point of view? You can agree to disagree in a mature way and move forward to a solution that works for both parties. That's just maturity. That's what being grown is about. But there is a lack of community for our mothers, for our women that is needed. Like, it's 2019 and we think it's cute for our girls to be ghetto and to be hood and to be twerking. Like, that's what we're uplifting now. Have fun by all means, but it's not cute when a 3, 4, 5, 12-year-old is out here twerking. No. And no one to say, hey, oh, you think that's not, because there's a way you can do it. Oh, you think that's something? Let me show you this dance move. And kind of just deter them into something else while challenging them at the same time. There's so many ways to skin a cat, guys. Come on. Come on. I have a daughter, my only baby girl, the rest are boys. And I tell you something, I put a lot of time and energy into her because I want her to know her worth and her value. I want her to understand that she can accomplish whatever she desires to accomplish in this earth if she puts in the work. That nothing is for free. You're going to have to work for whatever it is you desire to obtain. But I also teach her to mind your manners. If you see someone down, give them an encouraging word, even if it's just a smile and a hello, and telling them, hey, you know what? You're pretty awesome. It's amazing to me what goes on even in our schools between our children, because I find that our kids, they only repeat what they see and hear. And if you ever been inside of an elementary or middle school or even a high school, but primarily the elementary, middle school phase, it is mind baffling the things that these kids say and do. I've had some of my daughter classmates come up to me and ask me, could they come stay at my house because of all the arguing at theirs, or their mom is always at work and, you know, they want to hang out and do what my daughter does. And it's so heartbreaking because as a mother, especially those who are single moms, they don't have a choice. They got to work to provide, and they might have to sacrifice that time just to make sure that the lights are on. What happened to the communities that, you know, collectively we ate together, we grew food together, we built together? It's not like that anymore. Everyone is just out for self. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with looking out for self, but it still takes a village. No matter which way you go about it, it still takes a village. You still need somebody to teach. You still need somebody who's great at preparing meals that are great. You know, and when I say great, I don't mean in just taste. I mean in for the body. You know, you still need someone who's good at healing colds and preventing illnesses. You still need someone who can sew, who can repair kids' clothes. You still need someone like, what happens when we gather a community of women like that? If the economy crashed tomorrow and the dollar had no value, as women, what could we do to support one another and to make sure our families stay afloat? These are the type of things that run across my mind when I think about what it means to be a woman and what it means to be a mother in 2019. Why? Because we have to look at leadership. We have to look at politics and who's in office. We have to acknowledge all of that because that's just the world we live in. But we cannot solely rely on that. We got to have a plan B. We got to have a plan C. We got to have skills and trades and know how to do things, because anything could happen at any given moment, at any given time. Elders, I'm going to tell y'all something about me, you know. I am not a person who respect titles. And when I say that, I don't mean I'm just like, oh, you this? Oh, okay, so. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, I strongly believe in, if you carry a title, then your character and the way you move and the way you live your life and the way you talk should match that. So when people introduce themselves to me, especially those in church, and I hear the title before the name, I'm already not interested. And the reason I'm like that is because sometimes carrying a title can really beef up the ego to the extent of they can't communicate like a regular human being. They can't feel. They can't remember where they come from before they got where they were going. You get what I'm saying? So with that being said, to my elders, you are loved and you are honored and you are appreciated, and we are grateful for your journey. However, the way that the communication goes. You have to understand that this is a different time and a different generation, and they're not going to exactly display the respect you feel you deserve. Because unfortunately, they're not being taught that. They're not. And honestly, the other thing is, I noticed that the younger generation is also very sensitive. If you are not taught how to take constructive criticism and feedback, you're not going to know how to do it. Now, with that being said, for my elders, my beautiful seasoned folk with all that wisdom, we have to stop, and I say we because even, you know, to some younger kid, I'm an elder. Okay, so we have to stop using our wisdom to tear down the younger girls, because I'm seeing it and I've experienced it. I'm still experiencing it, and I'm 31. You know, we have to stop judging because they don't do things the way we did things. As time progresses, there are going to be some things that work and that will always work. And there are going to be some things that we have to grow with and adapt to. And we have to roll with the punches. So the best thing we can do is share wisdom with one another and allow people to take what they feel will work for them and to leave what won't and not be offended by it. What worked for you in 1983 is not going to work for somebody in 2019. And that's where the respect is lost. And I'm seeing a lot of it. And this goes to my mothers, to all of the mother-in-laws, especially to the elders, the mothers in the church. You know, I've witnessed a group of elder women discuss somebody, another younger woman's business. Instead of be there for her, it was a gossip session. A gossip session. And it's like, if you honestly cared what that particular person had for her children or did not have, why not gather together and make a basket or have like a little potluck, a little cookout and take it to her home? Why not have a bake sale or a fundraiser? And sure, you're going to say, oh, well, she should have this together. She should have thought about this before she had children. You know what? Shit happens. Life happens. Circumstances happen. We're not going to pretend that our elders some of them didn't stay in marriages they shouldn't have been in. We're not going to pretend that, you know, that everybody knew everything and had it right. A lot of the ways that are respected from our elders is because that's what history has displayed. That's what history has shared with us. That is what we are taught to honor and to reverence and to believe. And I think that's awesome. And I think that it's beautiful. But I also think that it's unrealistic. Because someday we are going to be considered the elders that you're considered now. And they're not going to talk about what y'all did back then. They're going to talk about what we did now. And if we want to make a difference, we got to let go of the judgment. We got to let go of the, oh, well, you don't do this and you don't do that, so I'm not going to come around. Maybe, you know, that person genuinely just doesn't know how. Maybe she didn't have the upbringing you had, so she was never taught. Maybe that's just not her forte, and maybe she needs some additional help, and maybe somebody else to take on that role. We have to stop limiting ourselves to how things should be and what history said and how it should go, because this is going to be the outcome, because life is unpredictable if it's right there in the middle of it. What it means to be a woman, what it means to be a mother is defined by the woman and the mother herself. My definition is not going to match your definition. Your definition may not match mine. We may agree on some things. Being a woman is not easy. Being a mother is not easy. Being a woman and a mother today is not easy. But we do it and we push through and we speak up and we fight back and we don't give up. I have a big respect for single mothers. I cannot stand when I hear elders put down single mothers because they don't have the father of the child around, or they don't have a husband. I mean, and it's real situations that could completely be their partner's fault. Some mothers are single because they left an abusive relationship. Some mothers are single because they realized it was a toxic situation and it was not something they wanted their child to endure or embody or to grow up with. Some women choose to be single mothers because they realize that, hey, this is not a necessarily conducive situation. What they do with their bodies and their vagina is not your tea. You sipping out the wrong cup. I know some awesome single moms out there. So what? They got multiple fathers. Their kids are not dirty. They're well fed. They're educated. They are loved and cared for. They're smiling. But no, y'all rather sit up there and talk about them not having a man, how they got to do it all on their own, and belittle them for the choices they made in their life as if your life was perfect. I speak on this not to disrespect my elders, because I love my elders. Like, my grandma is my favorite person in the world. And trust me, she could tap dance on the nerves sometimes. We have our little inside jokes about getting on each other's nerves because we're so much alike. But the thing about it, the beauty in it, is that we can meet in the middle at some point and realize that times are so different that we got to hear each other out and we got to see each other's perspective to get that solution. We have to bridge the gap. My prayer, my hope is that I would see more elders leading with love instead of criticism. And I would see more younger people, more younger mothers receptive and open to it. Because if we help each other, we can't go wrong. A lot of younger women, and I deal with a lot of women, guys, like, they are afraid to talk to their elders because they're afraid of the judgment and the criticism. And I have to say it, but I know mothers who criticize and talk about their daughters like a dog. And forget that they're the mother, so you got some accountability on that. Why does your child feel that way? Why did your daughter grow up to feel that she needed validation from men? Why does your daughter feel like it's okay to be with a married man? Why does, like, you have to really ask yourself the role that you played. Then we have generational curses. We have to lose the holier-than-thou mentality. We have to lose the, oh, well, I'm older, so I know more than you. Because it's a lot of older people who don't know much. And there's a lot of younger people in that same boat too. And my point is, that's what makes us the same. Life is what shapes us. Our experiences, our thought process, the things we've endured. Those are the things that shape us. Those are the things that kind of shape our mindset and help us pick the reality we want or the reality we think we deserve. That's why I celebrate all mothers, no matter what walk of life you're from, no matter how you became a mother, you're still a mother. And I'm just grateful for you. And there's nothing nobody can say to make me feel differently. You could be the worst mom in the world. The fact is, you still brought a life into this world, and that life still has the potential to be great. This podcast is about embracing, encouraging, uplifting, and having real conversations about real things. Womanhood and motherhood is one of them. Because if the young folk got it so right, why are decisions being made for us? And if the elders got it so right, why are decisions being made for us? We're still all women. And right now there's a fight happening to decide what we do with our own bodies. We don't even get the say, and it's our bodies that go with it. Do you know that there is a charge for you to hold your child after it's born and it's your child? All the paperwork you got to sign for your placenta? Yet you don't have to go through hell if you're agreeing to donate stem cells. There is so much more going on in the world, and we're picking each other apart. Yeah, we all have our own lives, yes. But if we could take time out the day to talk about somebody else, to discuss somebody else's business that's not our own, to put down somebody else, if we could take time to just, let's be real, bullshit, we could take time to uplift one another, to embrace one another, to encourage one another. I consider myself so blessed to have met so many women and have so many friends from different walks of life. I've watched friends go from having it all to having nothing and then to obtaining even more. Because she listened to herself instead of listening to everybody else that wanted to keep her in an abusive marriage. I've watched other friends who have walked away just because it didn't feel right and they dodged a bullet. And grandmas and aunties didn't understand why, but when they saw the end result, they were thankful. There's so much we can learn from one another. This is reality. There's a transitioning happening. There's a shift happening. From 1980s babies on down, this is our time. Technology is advancing. The world is operating differently. And we have to adjust. We have to adapt. We have to be knowledgeable of these things. Elders, we need y'all. There are some of us who don't know how to pray. There are some of us who don't understand the concept of faith. And it don't matter what spiritual walk you on. I don't care if you Baptist, apostolic, non-denominational. I don't care if you're metaphysical, if you believe in metaphysics. I don't care if you are a self-proclaimed witch. I don't care if you do Santeria, whatever you decide to do. There's still a aspect of faith that you have to be knowledgeable about. And we need our elders for that. There are some paths that are just oral tradition that we need. That we need. I mean, back in the day when you had a child, you had midwives, and you were surrounded by a group of women as you gave birth. Like, come on. Why are we forgetting? Because no one's talking about it. My elders, share your stories, share your mistakes, share your lessons and the losses or the lessons that you've gained. Because it's going to help mold younger women. It's going to help. It's going to help us. You know, you can always learn from somebody else's mistakes. You might have the answer in your story for somebody else's prayer. But because you turn your nose up at them, you can't even operate in the good you're supposed to do and simply by being truthful. Mothers, stop judging your daughters so hard. They come from you. Sometimes we don't need to be lectured. Sometimes we just need to be told, I love you and it's going to get better. You know what? I see you having a hard time. Let me help you today. Let me babysit for you so you can go to work today. Because it's going to be a point where you're going to need your child. So if we're helping each other, we're preventing those situations. It's nothing wrong with helping each other. And it's nothing wrong with being independent. Like I said, what I say is not fact. This is all about preference. But I hope that at some point in my lifetime, I gather a community of women who mothers together, who protects, loves, uplifts one another, who understands that it truly takes a village. And because of that, I strongly believe that our children will not only be well-rounded, but they'll be more open, more compassionate. they'll have an idea of how to operate just throughout life. Some things are unavoidable. Our paths are our paths. People are going to come and go. But no matter what, we are still women. We are still mothers, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, cousins, midwives, nurses, doctors, teachers, lawyers, judges, preachers, prayer warriors, priestesses, root workers, medicine women, storytellers, bakers, chefs, authors, political figures, musicians, artists, florists. Like, do you get it? This is our time, ladies. Mother's Day is just not today, it is every day. I hope everything I said was received in love. And if it wasn't, I'm okay with that. But the truth is, at least my truth is, it's time for us to bridge the gap between generations. And it's time for us to share our knowledge with one another. And it's time for us to come together. We can't wait until decisions are made for us to fight back and want to unify. If we're already unified, a lot of this can be prevented ahead of time. These are the thoughts that come across my mind when you ask me, what is being a mother and being a woman in 2019? It's fighting for equality. It's fighting for equal pay. It's fighting for the right to choose what to do with my body. For the right to have a voice. So that my daughter can have a voice, so that my daughter can have the right to choose and make her own decisions about her body and her reproductive system. It's fighting for the right to be who I am freely. It's fighting for the right to have the same education as the next person. It's cooking, it's cleaning, it's praying. It's nursing my son back to health when he gets a cold or get the flu. It's not having enough food, but having the knowledge and the wisdom that you got noodles and you got vegetables and you got broth. Let's make some soup. And being able to feed my family. It's staying up late because your daughter is frustrated with her assignment and feels like she can't get it. So you have to love her to a place of confidence and encouraging her. And then watching her smile with glee when she brings home an A on her math test. It's standing up to, at times to family members and saying, hey, stop telling me what I should do. The suggestion is welcome, but it's up to me to accept it. It's saying, hey, we're not going to argue in front of the children. Let's wait until they go to bed and we'll talk about it. It's seeing a child off in a corner, looking down, looking sad, and going over there and saying, hey, I like your hair. You look really beautiful. And watching that smile gleam across their face. It's watching that little boy who's so angry, who's always getting suspended, is seeing him and saying, hey, I think you're pretty cool, but I need you to do better. Do you know something as small as that makes a child feel comfortable to open up to you and say what's wrong? Do you know how powerful that is to get to the root of a problem and have an influence? That's why as parents, as mothers, just as people, we need to respect one another. Because you never know where your help gonna come from. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. You don't know. You don't know. We ask for blessings all the time. That don't mean your blessing's going to come the exact way you ask for it. It may come through the very thing that's going to humble you. We have to remain humble. We have to remain focused, and we have to look at the bigger picture. All we have is each other. When all these material things pass away, like it passes away, when all of the things we hold valuable begins to lose its value, and if you pay attention, it's already happening. All we have is one another and the knowledge and the experiences and the thoughts and the mindsets. That's all that we have to work, to make work, to be able to survive. Mothers, we need one another. You see a single mom who needs some help, help. It's not taking anything away from you. Because there was a time you needed help too. Some of us still get help and we have partners and husbands. Nobody has everything all figured out, and that is why we need one another. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. Do unto others as you want done to you. But more importantly, just be kind and be respectful. Don't judge the next person because you could quickly be in their shoes. And to my elders who have survived so much, those survival skills are needed. Teach now while you're here and while you can. Share those recipes. You know a better way to get a stain out? Girl, write a book on it. I know I need one. Because them little sprays don't always be working. We need the old school way sometimes. Being a woman means walking in your truth with your head held up high, ready for whatever is to come. Being a mother, loving and caring for in spite of, that is what that means to me. I hope what I said resonated with at least one person. Because the truth of the matter is that times are changing, atmospheres are shifting, and it's getting real out here. Too many of our children are popping up dead in our communities. Too many of our women and teenagers are popping up missing. Our babies are all of our responsibility. And when we stop thinking in the it's not my business mindset, we can make a difference and prevent things like that from happening. With that being said, enjoy your role as a woman, as a mother. Enjoy your day today. And remember, you got this. And once you feel that you have mastered it, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to share those things with someone else. Knowledge is power. And without knowledge, we are a powerless people. With that being said, peace, love, and more peace to you. Happy Mother's Day. And remember, we all need each other at some point. Everybody needs somebody. And it's okay to need help. Shout out to my single moms. Shout out to my mothers who have partners. Shout out to the mothers that's holding it down while our husbands are traveling and working. And more importantly, shout out to all the women in the world who are doing awesome and phenomenal things. You rock. Peace.